B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
There's no reason to touch
them. And inform you in the afternoon.
I think your cheeks are a little loose.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back of the net now, DeBrusk. He'll skate ahead, separates from Couture over the line, left side into the left circle, sauced across, Krejci to the slot, fires, they score! Bring the belt to the Boston Bruins! Charlie McAvoy in overtime with the dagger! The Bruins are a perfect 3-0 on the trip! They've won six straight games, that's a season high, as they beat the Sharks in OT, 6-5!
Terrific game last night. Terrific. And a great call there by Judge Trott here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That San Jose team is good, man. I like that team. I think they're a real cup contender out there. I think San Jose is legit. I do. And you walk in there and get that win. Little lucky. Little lucky. Your tying goal with a minute and a half left shouldn't have counted. As, Wagner played it with a high stick. Pretty clear high stick. Don't know how they missed it. They couldn't replay. So you got lucky to go to overtime, but to even stand in with San Jose as you did, I think is impressive given your injuries and the state of your roster, which is okay, but not great. And you've now fought your way to, a top five team in the league. You think they're a real cup contender? You buying in on them? And should they buy in on themselves? Go make a move at the deadline. It's a week from today. So it's your Bruins reset right there. Go back to your phones on everything, as promised. Jeff in Connecticut with the Red Sox thought. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, sorry about earlier, guys. I lost power really quick. With all the big money in baseball, what responsibility does the Henry ownership group have to the fan base to make competitive offers and not lowball people like they did with Lester and other players?
Okay, so it's a good chance to reset your thoughts on the Manny Machado contract in San Diego and why you don't want them to re-sign Chris Sale right now.
So that was, look, that was 5 years ago on Lester. It feels to me like they've learned their lesson, for crying out loud. I mean, since that time, they've thrown money at who? Pablo Sandoval, Hanley Ramirez, David Price, J.D. Martinez, if you want to include him. And I know there's an opt-out there. I don't worry about the Red Sox in that regard. I worry about them sometimes spending money they shouldn't more than anything. And so I look at Machado out there, and the line to be drawn to the Red Sox for Machado is easy. 10 years, $300 million. Well, what's Mookie Betts going to get? I mean, according in Jeff Passan's story on ESPN.com today, according to him, there are only six players in baseball who over the last half dozen years have had a better war than Manny Machado. One of them is Betts. So if Machado get $300 million, what's Betts going to get?
And John Henry said yesterday that now the market is being determined more than ever by war. You're getting paid on the W on the war stat.
I mean, so teams are putting stock in that. Betts ranks higher. He's going to want more than $300 million. Like, that's a hard one to sell.
Okay, why don't you want to sign Chris Sale right now then?
I'm worried about the shoulder. So, again, now look, if you said to me which guys are the priorities that you have to sign, Betts is probably number one. I want Mookie Betts back. I'm just telling you, I've doubted from the beginning whether Betts really wants to be here. In the case of Sale, I don't put him at the bottom of the list. I'd probably rather have him than Bogarts. But when you look at that shoulder thing, I'd rather wait it out. I would wait it out with Sale. I would. He's got a history of fading in the second half. Last year, he pitched 30 innings in the last 3 months. He couldn't go more than five innings in a playoff game. And I know the Red Sox are all saying that his shoulder's fine, and Henry went out of his way to say it yesterday, which leads me to believe they're going to give him the money. Okay? And so they're going to give it to him, I think. To me, I would wait. I would wait if I were them.
Yeah, I'm with Maz on this, too, because of the shoulder injury. And that was scary as hell last year. You just don't now. I feel like it would be irresponsible to give him a contract extension now, wait until the end of the year, and just tell him now, hey, look, we're gonna negotiate with you. We want you to be here, but we got to see how this thing holds up.
Okay, I think Chris Sale's a good bet. I think he's a good bet. I'd give it to him. And I think every pitcher's a time bomb. Every pitcher's shoulder, elbow is a time bomb. And his might be less than others. He's made it this far. And so no pitcher's risk-free. I just think he's worth investing in. I like his makeup. Finally, Manny Machado to the San Diego Padres. Good or bad for baseball?
Bad. Bad, bad, bad. What a complete, total waste. You get a player with that kind of talent who is that polarizing, and he signs in flipping San Diego. San Diego effing Padres. Has anybody ever spent any energy thinking about the San Diego Padres? The people in San Diego don't spend any energy thinking about the Padres. What a complete waste. Talk about a suck bag place for him to go.
Greeny and Lowell, give me your Celtics thought.
What's going on, guys? Great show today. All right, so here's my thing. Is season ticket holder, big-time green teamer. This Calgary thing starting to wear on me. I was there last year for that game 7 against the Cavs. And I thought it was weird then, but it looks even more weird now in hindsight. I'm not being there for that game. Hey, you can have deviated surgery 1 day later, 2 days later. Not being there for what seemed like a huge momentum thing for that young team. All these signs point to him leaving and not being a leader that thought he was signed up, and that's super disappointing.
Greeny, it's fair to put that in that list. It doesn't make him a bad person or if it's that unusual, but it is the case. He is acting totally in his own interest. Completely.
100%.
Not in yours. He's not a true Celtic. He's not acting in the best interest of the organization or the Celtics. It's all about him every step of the way. And you just got to be careful there. You just got to be, realize what you're getting into. And it's such a good point. He couldn't be bothered to come sit on the bench for game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals to go to the NBA Finals. He couldn't be bothered to sit on the bench at home during that game. He couldn't be bothered last week just to go to Philly and sit on the bench in Philly for the most important game of the season to that point for you before the All-Star break. He wouldn't do that, but he'd go gallivant around Charlotte all weekend long? Bouncing from one thing to the next?
Because he gets attention.
Good God. Seriously.
So remember last year when you told me that Kyrie's a pain in the ass just like LeBron, and I said, nobody's as bad as LeBron.
He's the same guy.
He's close.
He wants to be.
He wants to be.
No, he's close. The way this guy talks, he's hard to stomach.
We've got Mike in Nashua on the Bruins. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I had a thought about Brad Marchand on here. I was wondering if recently in the stretch that he's been playing more like a leader and less like a clown. Do you think they've put those actions behind him? And if so, what is it going to take for him to convince the rest of the league that he's going to be a more mature player moving forward?
It's going to take years. It's going to take years and years and years.
Right. However many years you spent building the reputation as a weasel, you're going to need to spend that many to get out of it.
Exactly right. Exactly.
I mean, that one to me is an eye for an eye. Like, it's going to take years is right. Give me 3-4 years in a row without an incident, then we'll talk.
I mean, he has kept his nose clean for him at a decent clip here. He's been, feels like he's getting in trouble like twice a year for the last couple.
That goal he scored the other night was ridiculous.
Oh, that was a missile.
Holy crap. That was ridiculous.
We've got Scott.
Seriously, I can't remember a Bruin shooting the puck like that.
Scott in Tampa on the Seas. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Mike. It's kind of on the Seas and on the San Jose Sharks. I don't know if you know what Erik Karlsson did. Before and after the All-Star game, he missed a total of 9 games and played in the All-Star game, which happened to be in San Jose. Now, he has a groin injury. Now, for a defenseman, that seems like a pretty serious injury for a team that's fighting for playoffs.
Yes, but the NHL has a rule. You have to play the first one before and after or something like that. You can't miss games and then play in the All-Star break. You have to play games before the All-Star
break. Right, but no, he was legitimately injured. He missed a total of 9.
Sounds like he came back and played games before the All-Star break. Scott, did he come back and play?
He didn't.
Did he come back and play games before the All-Star break? He didn't? I think there's a rule against it. So I'm going to put you on hold and look at it right now, Maz. Maybe you could just fill some time while I look at this?
Of course. Absolutely. Look, and I'll tell you, I don't care what the rule is in other sports. I think it's a bad look for Kyrie Irving. You're going to sit there and miss it. Gasper made this point on Friday, and again, I know you weren't here. It was a really good point. Wouldn't you just love the kind of player who says, look, I'm going to go because I committed to go and I'm coaching in the Futures game. I told him I would do that. So I'm going to go. But I'm not going to play because I don't think it's the right thing to do for the Celtics and for my team. And frankly, I don't think it's the right thing to do for me. I'll find a way to get a little workout in, but I'm not going to play in the All-Star game because ultimately my responsibility is to the Celtics.
Okay, so my game log shows that he played on the 16th and the All-Star game was the 26th. And there were no games in between. So I don't know. He's not showing. That looks like he missed 10 games. If there were games in between, my game log doesn't show it. I believe there was a rule in the NHL that you have to play the games before the All-Star game or else you can't play in the All-Star game. I thought there was a rule. Scott, and if there's not, he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have played the All-Star game.
Maybe I heard it wrong. Yeah, you are right about the rule because Ovi had to miss a game, I believe, before or after because he skipped it.
So yeah, I thought there was some sort of rule.
Maybe I missed that. Maybe I missed that he did play a game, but I know he might have played that just to be able to play in the All-Star game.
Which is garbage.
I just think it's a right. I think it's just a dink move all over.
Agreed.
I just brought it up because you were talking about the Sharks and it just all coincides. I mean, anybody that does that, I just think it's just a bad look for them personally.
Oh my God, it's so selfish. It's so selfish. I'm surprised to hear from a hockey guy because I don't think those guys care about the All-Star game, especially this dinky 3-on-3 thing that I have no idea what they really even do anymore. The NBA thing, they all want to be there. Like it's an event. It's a to-do. They want to be there. So, like, that's just the NBA culture. They like that weekend. I'm surprised that a hockey guy would do it. But either way, if you're skipping team games but then going to the All-Star game, garbage.
Yeah, totally. Bad luck all the way around. And then just, like, you know, I don't want to say morally. That's not the right word. But in terms of values, it's not the right value. The value should be on the team and the team that pays you. That's what it should be.
Yeah, and then they're out there enabling him. Oh, well, no, he can run up and down the court there. He can get his exercise down in Charlotte. We want him to go.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
I'd do the same. I'd have kissed his ass too.
Back with more right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Somebody had told me that you had mentioned maybe the Celtics being on that list. I just wanted to clarify. Are they on the list or not on the list?
29 of the teams are on my
Everyone's
list.
Everyone's on the list.
I don't have a preferred destination. Like I said, I just want to win. You know, they ask me big market, small market. I don't care. You know, I want to win. Obviously, whatever team I get traded to, play for it that year or whatever. If I get traded, I'm not sure. But just make the best of it. And then, you know, when free agency comes, see what happens. You know, I can't tell the future, but all 29 teams are on the list.
So just to follow real quick, so people who had reported, it's the Lakers and then it's the Knicks.
I never gave a destination.
The man Anthony whose Davis voice it is, Anthony
never
Davis.
Gave a destination okay. Where he wants to play.
Okay.
Again, there's your follow-up from the All-Star weekend. The way I've said it is, it felt like these guys were all up to something and it didn't include you. That's just how it felt to me. The Irving Durant stuff was most noticeable. Like, good Lord, that scene in the hallway. They got two max. They got two. What exactly did he say, Murray, to Durant?
Two max slots. The time is now, I believe.
Two max slots. The time is now.
And he's very emphatic about it, you know, kind of slapping the back of his hand. Like, the time is now to get the hell out of here and start something new with the Knicks. Ugh.
And those two, just the way they carried on with each other, far more enthusiasm between Kyrie and Durant than Kyrie showing any of his teammates here.
Oh, again, like two puppies playing in a field of dandelions. That's what it was like. They just were having a ball out there, the two of them. Like no one else was even around. Happy to be alive.
So that would be my takeaway if I were a Celtics fan coming out of that thing.
Still haven't seen the video that you're talking about where he says the two max deals.
Oh.
Was in the hallway?
Yeah, I'll pull it up for you. It's all over social media. The other thing that might help these two's cause to get to the Knicks is now there's rumors again that James Dolan is trying to sell the team. So that whole thing, you know, that's the one real stain on that franchise right now is that it's owned by a complete a-hole who's, you know, basically destroyed that franchise over the last couple of decades. If he's no longer in the picture and say it's some conglomerate of like Jay-Z and Diddy and like, well, now that's, you know, in New York, one of the marquee franchises in the league, even though they haven't been relevant in 30 years, but whatever. But now, if you have an ownership group like that, well, you're going to be a destination for a lot of players throughout the NBA.
Okay, so we continue your thoughts on that and everything else. Wayne in Yarmouth. Go ahead, Wayne.
Listen, guys, we can't stand him personally, but damn if we don't have to keep this going with Kyrie, even if it means, you know, kissing up, as Maz has said several times. We've got to wait for Hayward to get totally well, Brown to come together with the whole team himself, and see this through. And if we don't, we're dead for 5 years, I think.
So I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think if you're patient and wait for Hayward to get back to his full health and Tatum to develop and get room for a third slot, you can still do it. It's going to take another couple of years, but I don't think that Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are the only path. I don't believe that at all.
Okay, but if Kyrie and Kevin Durant end up together in New York, you think you're beating them?
Not initially, no. Not initially.
I'm just in that league. I think you need superstars.
So what I think would help is a nice run this year, like a real run. If you go to the finals, and it just gets a different taste in Kyrie's mouth and a whole different perception of the team and a whole different momentum behind the team. If you bow out early, I think you're toast.
Especially if Hayward plays well and they make a run, it could change everything.
Right. And Hayward, once again, it looks like he could be a pillar, right? Could be one of these guys you build around. Absolutely, Maz, that changes things.
I mean, the game that started with Philly and then the one they played the next night, which was Detroit, those two games, he looked a lot better.
Keith in the car on Pace of Play. Go ahead, Keith.
How you doing, guys? I'm going to plead a little ignorance here, but one question that I had was, I understand they're putting the pitch clock in for spring training. Are they doing anything with regards to repercussions for the batters? Because my opinion is this: all of this pace of play stuff started when the batters all got Nomar syndrome back in the day. And I guess the other question would be, like, when does the pitch clock start? Once the pitch is over? Because if the batter doesn't get back in the box, then when does the clock start? It's not going to save any time.
Okay, Keith. So I agree that Nomar and Ortiz started a bad trend with the glove spitting and all of that. It's the pitchers.
Starts with the pitcher.
It's the pitchers. And if the pitcher's on the mound ready to throw, the batter's going to be ready to go. And so I think it's sort of fed off itself. Trust me. The modern thing, and again, Nomar, I'm not denying what Nomar and Ortiz did. But the modern thing is, and it's been stuff written on it, and because the nerds have taken over the game, the nerds are telling all the pitchers to do it. Hold the ball. Hold the ball. Every second you hold the ball, you get that much more velocity on your next pitch. And so they're all holding the ball, especially the relievers. Especially the relievers.
I mean, how many batters really are, like, you know, stepping out, fixing their gloves, walking around the plate? It's not the batters. I'm not saying they're not part of the problem, because they are.
But just watch. It's the pitchers.
It starts with the pitchers. If the pitcher's ready to go, the game moves.
Cody and Gardner with an NFL thought. Hi, Cody.
Hey, yeah. So I was actually calling, kind of popped up with the whole AAF situation. And I'm just thinking, so from what I've read, they make about $250,000 a year, like, on average in that league. We're paying practice squad players, I think the average there is like $125,000. Why hasn't the NFL looked into expanding into kind of like a AAA farm system?
Cost.
To be able to watch, you know, football year
Cost.
Round.
Cost. It's expensive as crap to run a football league, as the AAF is discovering, as they almost couldn't make payroll in their second week. That thing blew me away.
Yeah, me too. That got USFL real fast.
Oh, my God. They had to have the Carolina Hurricanes NHL owner, the hockey owner, buy into the league for $250 million to make payroll in week two. How'd that happen?
Unbelievable.
And don't forget, I remember I mentioned this before, these guys, they're all making the same amount of money, and it's tiered. This first year, they're only making $75,000 each.
Well, no, I thought it was $75,000 every year. They all signed 3-year, $250,000, so whatever that math works out.
83 and change.
Yeah, 83 change a year. So it's whatever, goes from 75 to 90 to whatever. So it's 3 years, 250. They all signed the same contract. I just thought they would have handled, the USFL handled payroll for 2+ years before the league had to start buying, you know, the second week? The second week?
Scary, right?
Holy.
See, the caller said $250,000 a year for the players.
No,
it's total.
It's total for 3 years.
For 3 years.
So the reason there's no minor league, there's a lot of reasons. Injuries crop up. You know, the more football games, you know, you're just going to get hurt. It's expensive as crap to run a football league. And they have a minor league system. It's called college football. I don't even think they really need it. Alan in Florida with the Sox thought. Hi, Alan.
I get it. Before I do, I just want to say, last night was one of the greatest hockey games, regular season, I ever watched.
Great game.
You watched 10,000 NBA games and not find a game like that last night. I mean, that phony league. Another quick thing before I really get going. If that was a Red Sox player that didn't play a few games and then went to an All-Star game, you know,
we'd
it would
kill
be
him.
The front page news for a month. It wouldn't end, wouldn't stop. But these phony guys, they can get away with anything. Mike, I agree 100% about Chris Sale. Chris Sale right now, I understand about a shoulder, Maz, but right now they could save a lot of money and they could sign him. Like Mike said, I don't always agree, as you know, but any pitcher is a risk. If you can get him now, and you made a good point yesterday, they want to sign him this spring. I mean, you pointed out why, and it was 100% right, and I would do it. And one other thing, Maz, you're stuck on this Mookie Betts not wanting to be in Boston. You understand that people, I mean, you know, you went to Tufts. People have different personalities. Not everyone is Chris Sale outgoing. I love Boston. I want to be. Mookie Betts has never said one word. He's very quiet. I mean, maybe some of these NBA players should have class like that. Very quiet. He's never said one word that would make me believe that he doesn't want to be in Boston. He's quiet. He's reserved. He's a gentleman.
Okay, well, let me just stop you there. So then it's unknown. It's not like he has expressed this enthusiasm for staying in Boston.
Correct.
He hasn't talked on the other side either. It's sort of been very neutral.
Correct.
So maybe it's just at best saying he's an unknown.
And so, again, I go back to just the contract stuff. I honestly don't really care what they say all the time. But I start to care about how they present the message when they dig in on every contract negotiation. Every single one. Ones that you really shouldn't even dig in on. Now look, I'm telling you, the Red Sox should have caved into him last year and given him the money instead of taking him to arbitration. That was stupid. That was dumb. And this year...
Well, they know it because they made up to it.
Yeah, it feels like they just grabbed their ankles and said, we're going to give you whatever you want, Mookie. You take whatever you want, and on top of it, we're going to let you hit second. Okay, so you can get more RBI and you can make all the cases you want. But so maybe they've smartened up in that regard and he accepted it. And maybe part of the reason he accepted it this year is because they told him, look, just let's not go to the hearing and we'll bat you second. Okay, everybody's happy. Let's move on.
Okay, meanwhile, the latest on Rob Gronkowski's future and is he retiring? His agent spoke today. Here that information comes in our update. Then we're right back.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
They're going to do something. They've got two or three very similar young forwards like Heinen, Bjork, that they could part with. These are good players. I mean, players that you know, you'd want to hold on to in a perfect world and continue to watch them develop and grow. But the Bruins are in it to win it. I mean, no pun intended here. I mean, they feel like they're designed to contend for the Stanley Cup right now. And it's pretty obvious why when you look at some of their aging forwards then, like Backes and Krejci. You know, Bergeron is just a marvel. I mean, this guy is a science experiment because he seemingly gets better, you know, every time he steps onto the ice. Tuukka Rask, I mean, go down to all the pieces that they feel are Stanley Cup worthy. They just would like to add a little bit more, and they're willing to part with the assets, be it draft picks or some of the younger pieces that I've talked about.
It's Darren Dreger from TSN. Yesterday, Murray, thanks for pulling that. Everyone in the league thinks the Bruins are going to do something big. So, clock is ticking. A week from today is the NHL trade deadline.
I think they're making a move, too. I mean, I think they'd ideally like to do something big. But, you know, I don't know if they'll be able to pull it off. But I think they're looking to make a major move.
Yeah, they need something to at least, you know, on that third line, maybe solidify that second line so that helps the third line. But even if they do that, does that put you past Tampa? Because, like, Maz, you said earlier, and I agree, like, you're two players away from trying to compete with them.
That's what I feel.
Are they this good?
They're playing right now?
They're the fourth best record in the league right now.
They're good. They're resilient. They're overachieving. The goalie's mostly been standing on his head.
Are they elite? Are they a top 3, 4, 5 team in the league?
No.
No.
No, what are you, high? No, please. Don't be stupid. What happened to you on your vacation? Seriously, you got worms eating away at your brain in there? Or what the hell are you doing?
He didn't give an answer. He's just facilitating the conversation.
Exactly. So, I'm asking. I'm not answering.
Where do you stand on this, Mike Felger?
No, I mean, they're 15-3-4 in their last 22 games.
This is what I tell you. The roster, to me, is not elite. Like, they have a top third of the league roster.
Ten.
Right? We're top 10, right? So, I mean, their roster would be somewhere to me, like, and this is not being able to recite to you every roster. I'm just...
No, you're right. And every other week, they're bringing up someone you never heard of. It's like Kevin Cooley or whoever the hell this guy is they brought up last week.
Yes, Coolman Cooley. I don't even know.
Isn't that the
guys.
Old BC basketball coach?
I don't even know who these guys are. And they're skating around on your second line. They have no third line. None. To the point where they've taken their fourth line and made it their third line. And now the fourth line is just the repository of crap that doesn't play. So they have no third or fourth. They only have three lines. They only have five good forwards. Their D's been good this year, but I'm not exactly sure how. And their goaltending's been good. I think they're if you told me they're a top 10 team, fine. A top five, a top three team?
No way.
I mean, just on talent, I don't feel like that.
No, because they're not. And again, look, I mean, instinctively, I suppose if I went through the standings and went team by team, but no.
See, I mean, the beauty is hockey, though, that most talented teams don't always win. You can outwork a team. You can be smarter than a team and get good goaltending or just have a good matchup. And so, fortunately, in hockey, it's not just about the talent. But it still matters. It still matters when you're throwing out a quote-unquote third line of Trent Frederick and David Backes and Nordstrom, and you're going up against the Lightning or some of these teams. I don't see how they match up.
Look, that Tampa Bay series last year was revealing. I mean, it was enlightening. They got smothered. They got absolutely enveloped and suffocated. They just got swallowed up.
They weren't deep enough.
They didn't have the high end talent. Well, I mean, you know, their first line is as good as anybody's. But after that, nothing. It's just not there. And if they play Washington, the same thing happens. And they're both in the conference. So, I think it's a couple of players. I don't think it's one.
God bless. Go make a move. Go on a run. I'm for it. As many playoff games as you want to win, I'm with you. Are we going to take the cheese again? Because last year, everyone was all aboard the Bruins train, man. They made commercials out of it. And then they lost in the second round in five games, and they weren't even close. So, like,
I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
We're going to do that again? Jacob and Cranston. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I definitely think they're more than a couple pieces away than for competing with Tampa. But I think if they can have someone else handle Tampa in the playoffs, and Tampa's known for choking in the playoffs, I think they can at least make a run to the Cup Finals, if not make some significant progress.
Okay, take care of your kitties.
They'll just have someone else beat Tampa.
Yeah, no, right. No,
piece of cake.
Well, no, that's what they're going to need. They're going to need an upset. Either they're going to have to do it or someone else is going to have to knock off Tampa. But that you just mentioned Washington. Like, you still don't do well against Holtby. You beat him for the first time in forever, whatever it was, a month ago. And that was 1-0. Okay? He still owns you. So that's still, you got a couple teams right there, which I'm not telling you that's not, so don't go make a move. Like, no, make a move. Get as good as you can. Try and win a deal. Give up pieces that are superfluous to you and try and improve your team and go for it. I'm all for it. I'm just, again, how do you view the team? They haven't closed. Tampa's widened the gap with you from last year. That gap's bigger than it was last year, and you lost in five games, and it wasn't even that close last year.
No, look, I know if you go by the numbers, right, you were saying this earlier. Tampa's got 94 points. The next group, the Bruins, are right there with everybody.
That's right.
But are they as talented as Calgary?
I don't know if they're as talented as Calgary. I don't like them against Washington.
You said this team last night, San Jose's got more talent than the Bruins.
I love San Jose. I think they got a great squad.
I mean, like, you go through all those, and I just don't. I mean, look, I hope I'm wrong. The one thing I'll tell you that makes me feel better about the Bruins than I did a year ago is, number one, McAvoy's healthy right now, and it feels like he's found his game. Like, this is the guy we thought he was going to be in these last, I don't know, three, four games. He's been terrific. Like, really, really good on both ends of the ice. Yeah, that one weekend at the Garden where he had a great offensive game on Saturday and a great defensive game, physical game on Sunday. Like, it was the whole package in basically 36 hours. And the other one is Krejci. I'm sorry. I haven't seen him play this well in I don't know how long. It's been, what, a couple of years?
He's been terrific.
At least it's been a couple of years since he played like this.
So if you want to play with the standings, the way it works, there's a chance Pittsburgh could draw Tampa in that first round. If Pittsburgh's that second wild card, they could get Tampa in the first round. That'd be a hell of a first round matchup, huh? And you then get Toronto, as usual, you know, another first round matchup with Toronto, and then you face the winner. But there's a little bit of a path there. I mean, Sidney Crosby and the Penguins could knock off Tampa?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, sure they could, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, you start playing around with it like that.
I mean, but you know, like, Winnipeg's better than they are, the Bruins. I'm just looking at the standings. You said Pittsburgh, Washington, Nashville.
I don't know if Pittsburgh is. I'd take Washington. I'd take Winnipeg. I think I might take San Jose. I'm definitely taking Tampa.
I like that. I like that Winnipeg team.
Big, skilled, really nothing not to like, except for no playoff really success in the past. Frank and Quincy on the South. So we got Frank.
So the bottom line is that just on Kyrie, is that he undervalues the regular season, and I think he thinks too highly of himself. He was playing with the greatest player in the world in LeBron James, and he hasn't done anything without him. And I just think home court is too important in the NBA playoffs, and he's forgetting that. And I get that the All-Star weekend is fun and you want to go play in it, but the Celtics need to win regular season games and be in the top one, two, three seeds coming into the playoffs.
Frank, it's a great point. Does being with LeBron all those years, has that deluded Kyrie Irving into thinking he can just show up as the 4-5 seed and it doesn't matter because he did it all those years with LeBron?
I mean, it distorted his way of thinking on everything else.
It sure has. It's a fine point. I think that's entirely possible.
You know, they won Game 7 on the road, and Kyrie made the shot.
But LeBron's teams, and I say LeBron's Cavaliers, LeBron's Heat and LeBron's Cavaliers are the only teams where that exists for. Everyone else, it's home court. You know, until you get to maybe the conference finals. But you... in that league, if you're not a 1 or 2 seed, you're pretty much port, unless you're LeBron. So maybe Kyrie's just come to believe he could do the same thing. We'll see if he can. I don't know. Paul in Maine. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. My question is, when did Uncle Drew become Mother Teresa?
Oh, my God.
It's a reality check, really. I mean, come on. It's not only a slap in the face, but it makes a mockery of the things like Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson, Roberto Clemente, Jim Brown. You're going to put Kyrie Irving on that list?
No, he's going to put himself on that. Yeah, he's putting himself on that list. And Muhammad Ali, wait.
At age 26, he's on that list.
Martin Luther King, Malcolm X.
These people really stood for something. I don't know what the hell Kyrie stands for, other than himself.
Crazy.
And his wacky flat earth theory. Again, he sounds like a high school student smoking weed for the first time. Think about it, man. You ever see the earth? Were you in space? It's flat. One is one. We are all one. Oh, he's an annoying stoner. He was me at 18 smoking weed.
There's not going to be another player
18.
Like
18. How about now?
Well, now I just sit in silence and stare at the wall, man.
There's not going to be, and pet your cat. There's not going to be another player like me, and I understand that. There's not going to be another person. We're all one of one, so I support that.
Huh?
No, but he supports it. When it's on, it's one of the ballot questions. So boy, Kyrie's going to sign on his lawn. I support that.
I'm following the steps of a lot of the pioneers that came before me. The black pioneers, African-American pioneers, African pioneers, Native American pioneers, Native Americans.
He does have some Native American.
No, he does. I mean, I know. I get it.
Remember, F Thanksgiving.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's still my favorite one.
Yeah.
Who says F Thanksgiving?
Right. I wonder how his ancestors would have felt about that.
I get Christmas on one level can be a little agitating.
Sure.
There's a lot of work for Christmas. I understand that.
Very commercialized.
A lot of these Hallmark holidays. And Hoover says that about Thanksgiving. He's the only one I've ever heard besmirch Thanksgiving.
It's kind of a violent response.
I come from so many different places, so I represent a lot of different cultures, and I'm proud to do that. And because of that, I have an understanding of life coming from the elders.
The elders. Like it's the Roman Senate.
A lot of wise people, and you have to impart that same wisdom that given to you by the younger generation. It says a lot of people have done it before me, like Bill Russell of the Boston Celtics. Obviously, you think of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Like, these are real leaders that sacrifice a lot of their lives to be put in this position.
Did he actually say of the Boston Celtics?
Yeah. This is a basketball player talking at the All-Star game, FYI, by the way.
Bill Russell of the Boston Celtics.
Maya Angelou, speaking about where she came from and teaching what she had and understanding. Like I said, women rule the world. Again, he always threw that one at the end, the women rule the world thing. Like, my
I'll vouch for that.
Holy smokes, this guy.
I represent all kinds of cultures, man. I'm like Neapolitan ice cream. You got your strawberry, your vanilla, and your chocolate. I'm like all three put together, and it's real delicious. Speaking of which, we got any?
So apparently he was not resentful of LeBron. Well, what he was most resentful of LeBron James for in Cleveland is that he took the spotlight from off-court issues. According to Gary Washburn, who spoke to Kyrie over the All-Star break, he writes that one of the reasons Irving had issues during his time with the Cavaliers was that he felt his off-court opinions were largely ignored by the media. The Donald Trump election? LeBron got the questions. Colin Kaepernick? Ask LeBron. Meanwhile, a young but astute Irving felt he was acknowledged only for his basketball knowledge. He resented that.
Heaven forbid.
It's just like, I don't know where to start with this guy. Insufferable.
It just, again, what the caller said is right. The regular season to these guys are guys like Kyrie, because he is one of the 10 best players in the league. And those guys, they look at the rest of the regular season and go, oh my God, I got to play 82 of these. I got to play 82. I need something else to talk about. Like, that's part of the problem.
He is a handful. Quickly, David and Newton, go.
Hey, so in free agency, when Kevin Durant eventually signed with the Warriors, the Celtics were his second choice team. And this
according
year,
to who, wants, David? David, according to who?
Who else was he going to sign with? He wasn't going back to OKC.
Well, no, but who said it? The Celtics were his second choice.
Hey, David, who finished second in the Masters last year?
No, but who said he was? Who said the Celtics were second?
The Celtics.
Yeah, thank you. You said that. No one else has
said
that.
Okay, well, regardless, if he wants to join the Celtics, he can tell the Warriors that they can. He can accept his player option, and then because of his no trade clause, they can make the money work so that the Celtics get Anthony Davis and trade for Kevin Durant. Just a possibility. That's maybe what Kyrie was talking to him about at the All-Star game.
So Kyrie, Durant, and Anthony Davis?
Yeah, they can make it work with the money. You know, if Gordon Hayward picks it up, trade Gordon Hayward to the Warriors, and then do the Tatum Smart deal to the Pelicans.
Okay, a lot of moving pieces.
The Warriors would want Horford, not Hayward.
Why are you encouraging him?
That's uncomplicated.
Yeah. Why are you engaging that,
Jim? Yeah, no, the Celtics finished second. It doesn't matter, they finished second.
No, so look, again, every optic that came out of Charlotte for those 3 days was that these guys are all conspiring to do something, and it doesn't involve you. That's how the whole thing reeked.
I mean, that's how I feel.
And this guy has you with Kyrie, Durant, and Anthony Davis.
Yep.
Now, that is Celtic logic if it ever was.
Love it. I'm here for it.
Oh yeah. My God. That's a guy who's just farting green farts and smelling them up.
Final word comes your way next.
Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Mass's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Mass, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? Only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Two pieces of sound for the final word today. We'll start with this. Manny Machado, of course, led us to talking about his new team, the San Diego Padres, a team that Maz hates. San Diego founded in 1769 by Franciscan priests, hence the fathers, the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
Still matters little to Maz. He hates them.
It feels like no chance.
Oh, it'll fail, please. It's San Diego.
No chance.
For crying out loud. I mean, it's historically one of the cheapest, most irrelevant franchises in baseball. Who gives a rat's ass? This guy should be with the Cubs, or he should be with the Yankees, or some big market team that matters. Not the freaking Padres. Even the name of the team's a joke. The Padres. You couldn't come up with something better than that? That blows. Everything about that team blows. I hate the Padres.
What's wrong with Padres?
Oh, God, the Padres.
Isn't that Spanish for fathers?
Yes.
Yeah, what's wrong with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they got a, you know, remember their mascot was a little guy dressed up as a friar?
Yeah, like a friar. Yeah, kind of like it. His religious overtones.
Yeah, that's weak. That's weak, I think. I think it sucks. Like, that's what you pick as your team mascot? The Padres. You can give me something better than that?
It's not going to work. It's not going to move the needle in that town, never mind in baseball.
Oh, God, it's a disaster waiting to happen. He'll be out of there inside of 3 or 4 years tops. Padres.
Yeah, not exactly. Seriously. High on the signing.
Think about it. If a team in Denver named themselves the Madres, how would you feel about that? It's stupid. It isn't stupid. It's completely stupid.
Again, it was founded by Franciscan priests, so it
makes sense. I got it.
Me too. I get it.
Finally today, this is I've had tweeted to me countless times throughout the show today. It's Barstool who had this. They have it as the future face and voice of Yankees fans. And I want to play this because, I don't know if this reminds you of anybody. This is down at spring training today for the Yankees. This young child was asked about Manny Machado.
Manny Machado just signed a $300 million deal with the Padres. Why not?
I don't want Bogarts. I don't want Betts. I don't want Donaldson. I don't want any of those guys. I mean, you can take any other guy in the league. I just don't want anybody. I mean, you're not going to take a guy you hate from another team.
Hey, Brad.
It's kind of like taking Tom Brady from the Patriots and adding him to the Dolphins. It just doesn't.
Maz's third son, his illegitimate son down there at spring training for the Yankees today. I mean, that's uncanny. That really sounds like Hardy doing the squeaky Maz bit.
I don't know, Murray. I think that young man has a bright future.
All right.
This is Felger and Maz
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.